Okay, I've been dying to get these out to you. So we're going to look now at case studies. And let's dive straight into a couple of these and see what you think. Let me know if you agree with the outcomes. So case study one, let's look at a situation that you may already recognize but had never thought to explore the possibility that the person sitting in front of you may be experiencing perimenopause. You may be a manager, Occ Health, HR, or a colleague, but woman A is either already having a chat with you as a colleague or friend. The conversation goes something like this. Woman A: I just don't know what's wrong with me lately. I burst into tears and I don't know why. There's no need for it. I sometimes feel as if I'm going mad. Woman B: Sounds like stress to me. You do have a lot on your plate at the moment. Woman A: Yeah, I feel as if I'm the only person that can do the job properly. The kids at home are driving me nuts, and my boss keeps giving me more and more to do, and then 5 minutes later he asks if I've done it. I just feel I can't cope at the moment. Woman B: Might be worth going to see your doctor and telling him you're stressed out. Woman A: Yeah, but I don't want drugs or anything like that. I just need a break for a couple of days. I'm sure of it, just to catch up with stuff at home. Woman B: Okay, well, don't worry, we'll cover for you. Woman A takes a couple of days off. This happens to coincide with another 2 days off she is due anyway, and so she takes 4 days off to recuperate from what she perceives as stress. What happens when she gets back to work? A: She seems bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and gets on with her work. Or B: She bursts into tears as soon as she's approached by her manager, whom she perceives is chasing her on progress of her work, even though he isn't. He's innocently asking how she is. Have you come across this scenario? Were you the manager? What did you do? Was the matter resolved, or did problems continue? What process did you use to get the information you needed to assist or even ignore what was going on? Now, with your new knowledge, what steps will you now take when you notice lack of concentration, some stress going on, an inability to cope for one reason or another, and time off being taken? Write it all down and save it, as I've made space in the Q&A section where you can put your comments. Let's look at two more case studies. One's about early menopause and one's about a senior nurse in a busy city practice. Take a look at these stories and see what you would have done to avoid the situation escalating to resignation or dismissal. Write it all down and look out for the Q&A section where you can save your comments. So, case study two. We've used Christian names here for data protection, and we do have the permission of the storytellers. Two women living opposite ends of the UK, early menopause, something we haven't really discussed yet, but worth noting here. And also note that menopause can happen at any time in a woman's reproductive life. Early menopause is rare, but it is on the increase in the UK. In both cases, it took their doctor a long time, up to 12 months, to diagnose. In any event, I'll cover this subject in the next module with solutions. So let's meet our two ladies. They are Tanith, married with two children, and Lorraine, who is gay and in a relationship, no children. They both felt they had to hide their symptoms, even though often working from home reduced the need to make excuses to their managers. Their job description doesn't really matter here, but they both knew, as most women do, that they were underperforming and hiding it. They felt a lot of distress because A, they were both very young, in their mid-30s, and B, they couldn't understand the crazy symptoms because menopause was not on their radar. All of this compounded their guilt that they were underperforming. They were loyal and valued employees, but felt they had no one to talk to. On good days, they could catch up, and as long as they met deadlines, they could continue to hide the pressures they were putting themselves under. Nobody else understood. They were unable to express their fears. They felt isolated. So what was the cost to the employee? Emotional and financial cost of searching for years for solutions for these as yet unidentified symptoms. Both women had gone through an early menopause in their 30s. Both experienced relationship problems as a result of this. There was huge emotional upheaval over their decision to resign from paid employment. Their prospects? Happily, they both made the choice to invest in their own future and retrained to become entrepreneurs supporting women through menopause. What about the cost to the employer? The loss of good, well-trained staff. The cost of engaging temporary staff to cover the gap once employee had resigned. The cost of advertising, interviewing, training, mentoring and monitoring a new employee to ensure continuity. Could this have been avoided? Let me know your thoughts in the Q&A section. Let's have a look at case study three. Here we have Helen, who was a senior nurse, married with two children, and I find this a tragic case. Helen says her life was obliterated by the effects of menopause. A practice nurse in a major city GP surgery, she felt she should have been more aware, been able to ask for help, and thus prevented her whole life from collapsing. She told me, no information about menopause was shared with medical or non-medical staff at the surgery, and this sadly is very common. She was ambitious, reliable, and normal, and then lost her bearings, as she put it. She felt she was in a fog and couldn't see a way out. In her cry for help, she stole drugs for her own use. She was sacked and later struck off the medical register. She also received a caution from the police. She was 46 at the time. Things were so bad at home, she considered divorce, but they stayed together despite the odds. She feels normal again now, after 6 years of hell, as she put it. She added, something needs to be done to save women from the heartache that I had. I can only agree with her on that one. The cost to the employee? Suffering the ignominy of being sacked and struck off the medical register. Must have been horrendous for her. Future prospects? None. She is now in part-time, non-professional work. Symptoms were related to menopause. She now feels more confident about investigating the possibility of an appeal to restore her medical status and engage in new training. Does she have a legal case? She's looking into this. She was setting new precedents here. And so what was the cost to the employer? The cost of the whole disciplinary procedure scenario, preparation to dismiss the employee, and processes entered into to have her struck off the medical register. The cost of several staff involved in this process, including professional legal staff, of course, and the legal costs. The cost of 30 years of training, down the pan. The cost of engaging locum staff to cover the gap. The cost of advertising, interviewing, engaging, contracting, training, mentoring, and managing a new employee to ensure continuity. That's huge stuff. These are high costs we're involved in here. Could this have been avoided? Again, let me know your thoughts in the Q&A section. If you like, you can go straight to the Q&A at the end of this module, as there is space there to put your point across, make notes, etc. You can also copy the page, and the Q&A page, that is, and save to your own system to remind you of everything. Before finishing here, I think these case studies are very important, and I'd like you to spend some time going over them. Thank you.